coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman for the weekend. You know, part one, this is part two of a kind of a two-part series, a part and a half, I guess. The reason being, of course, there's just so much to talk about after this week's midterm elections. My goodness. If you go back last week to the program with Steve, he lays it out. He laid it out pretty well that, you know, red wave, and even if it's not really mattered that much, and here it is, sure enough. So in addition to that, there's also something else. Now I want to bring this up right up front here. There's also something else that Steve laid out, and this has been over time, and that's the transhumanism and the genetic corruption and destruction of the human race. Well, what are these doctors speaking about here of late with respect to the injecticide, the shots, and the bioweapons and all of this? Just exactly that. The fact that, hey, we've never seen anything like this before. Which leads me to this, what's coming in December, Lies of Men and Gods. Now, for that, I'm going to kick it over to Steve. What you see on your screen, if you're watching this on Rumble or Brighteon, is exactly that, the front of Lies of Men and Gods. Okay, I'm telling you right now, this is an extension of what Steve has done. And with every single extension, there has been more exposure. Steve, if you want to address the Lies of Men and Gods and the extension of the genetic corruption, and destruction of the human race that we're seeing right now, go right ahead.
Well, first of all, the end result is the genocide of humanity. It was initiated in the Garden of Eden. It was followed through in the sixth chapter of Genesis before Noah's flood and after Noah's flood. There were giants in those days and after those days. The word Nephilim is only used two times in scripture. After that, it's the Rephaim. But the Nephilim meant the giants or those who descend, you know, from heaven. So and I want to make this clear, Doug, when we did our fundraiser, God bless each and every one of you that joined in.
Yes.
Because that's what funds Doug's platform and funds our expedition. That was not a documentary film. That was basically a presentation of a 240-page PDF and hours of interview with both the only guy that's ever come forward that's been in the Smithsonian, to see the actual Egyptian artifacts found in the United States of America, actual giant bones, and as he said on Doug's show, which he never told me before, that the actual heads of the creatures that the Egyptian gods show in their hieroglyphics. Now, that was a fundraiser. It has nothing, when I say it has nothing to do with the quality of the DVD. Most of you understand that our quality is pretty good. I mean, it's excellent. It's as good as you can get it. That's not bragging. This is true. So one guy was saying, I was disappointed in the quality of the... That's not a documentary film. That was a fundraiser. The documentary film, and Eric, if you would put it up one more time, please, and then if you'd put the back panel up, I want people to understand. Lies of Men and Gods, by the way, that was done by Darren Geisinger, exposing the fallen angel agenda. The fallen angel agenda is the destruction of human DNA. The genetic corruption and destruction of humanity. And Doug, I want to give everybody a quote today, okay? The substance that people use and that the monsters in the making use is luciferase. L-U-C-I-F-E-R-A-S-E. And this morning, again, I was up early, 4 o'clock. My computer, ISP, the company in Bozeman, crashed. So I was on my phone as a hotspot. And these words came to my mind. Lucifer Ace is Lucifer's race. In other words, he's running for a goal to destroy the image of God in the human race. Lucifer Ace is Lucifer's race to destroy the image of the living God in the human race. Does that make sense?
It does.
Why would they call that substance Luciferase? Why would they call the infrared telescope on Mount Graham give it the name Lucifer? Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, the whole world, the world behind the scenes, the one that Prince Charles made reference to when he said he is waiting to come, this is Lucifer's time. This is, as Linda Hash said, God said, this is Lucifer's time. This is the time we have been warned about in the Bible. So we can play Don Quixote and play, you know, with our philosophical, political swords, or we can grow up, if we claim Jesus, seek him, and take him at his word to, and in the book of James, resist the devil, and he must flee from you. If the devil is going to tell you, you know, you can resist me, that's why he mocks, he scoffs, and he talks. So once again, Eric, go to the back, please. And thank you so much for doing this for me, because this leads to what we put out in the fundraiser. And there's a huge lie that's woven underneath what we can perceive to be reality on planet Earth. The deceit is compounded by other consistent and accumulating falsehoods uttered from the lips of our government and militaries, as well as the Vatican. And what's at stake? The purity of our God-given DNA. We are told by these voices that they do not know what these UFOs are, who it is that controls them, or how they operate. Lies, lies, liars, liars, pants on fire, hooked up to every high voltage wire. 2 million files. I was told this by somebody who knows this, 2 million files. In those files, there are tons and tons. I don't know the file content, hundreds of pages in each file. And yet they release 1,500 pages and they play dumb. I see nothing. I hear nothing. I speak nothing. What are you, the three monkeys, twin brothers? Now, I want to say this. This, too, is a lie. To add to this deception, the Vatican's duplicity on this issue is progressively changing. They are attempting to reshape the world's perspective of aliens into them being our superiors, both technologically and morally. Well, they got a real moral dilemma because the aliens followed the fallen angels, and they kind of liked those Earth women. They certainly wanted to use them as incubators at a certain time period in history to produce an alien hybrid race, what some people call the black-eyed children or black-hearted politicians. But when we talk about the genetic manipulation of the human race, we have on film two gentlemen. One of them is an Italian billionaire industrialist who is a personal friend of Zachariah Sitchin. Personal friend. We also have Leo Zagami, who you've seen on Alex Jones. And this interview was taking place, I think, 3 years ago. Just a very small part of it is in the Unholy See. But the part that isn't the Unholy See will really help you to see when he who proposed the Anunnaki, those from whom heaven came, the Anunnaki. Actually, I call it the Anunnuki, but that's okay. Nuki means the desire to have relations with human women. The point is, Zachariah Sitchin's best friend, the billionaire industrialist, said, Zachariah Sitchin told me that Lucifer is the head of the Anunnaki. Now, Doug, you get that on film. That's pretty impressive.
Yes.
Also, in the interview, Zachariah Sitchin talked about, at first, the Vatican said, you're crazy. But at a certain point, everything changed. Kudos to Tom Horn and the late Chris Putnam, who brought to the attention of the people the Vatican's true perspective on aliens, basically that there are gods and they created us. The Vatican Observatory on Mount Graham, which is the home of one of the most famous and biggest stargates, even in Native American legends, they're on record as telling Tom Horn, sometimes when we're looking for something that's coming, and they're looking for the planet Nibiru, some people call it the 10th planet, some people call it Planet X, some people call it Gabriel's Fist, all those by that name, that there's so many UFOs that feel that fill the field of view that they have to wait sometimes up to an hour for it to clear. You can look up the Lucifer telescope, and Lucifer is an acronym. It's one of the only two infrared telescopes in the world with the capabilities that it has. The Pope even visited separately. How do I know that? Because in essence, ladies and gentlemen, somebody who listens to the Hagman Show called me. He sent me an email. Yeah, he sent me an email, and then somebody else called me and said, do you know who is here? I said, I have no idea. The Pope, secretly. So, ladies and gentlemen, do you understand that to them who believe Lucifer is God, who've taken blood oaths, who sacrifice, yes, they do sacrifice innocent children, and some of the most horrific and gorific, gorific means gore beyond horrific, ceremonies to use innocent blood to invoke Lucifer's favor. What people have got to do, Doug, in my opinion, they absolutely have to grow up in God if they claim to be him. It doesn't mean you have to know the gorific or the horrific. And Eric, you bring it back one more time. This DVD we're putting out will show you the supernatural nature of the UFOs. And by the way, in our world, they're IFOs, identified flying objects. It's Bravo Sierra to say that they don't know who's flying them or what's flying them. We have the evidence. We establish providence, actually provenance. And by providence, we were able to get the provenance. And this stuff was dug up in real time. We produced the evidence on our fundraiser. For those of you who got the 240-page report from the Hagman fundraiser, it's still available, by the way.
Absolutely. You can still register, folks. Go ahead.
There's nothing like it in the world. Even the Pentagrammites, won't give that kind of information. Even there are four-star generals that don't have that information, although they call the return of the fallen angels, the gods of the Sumerians are returning. Obviously, the Anunnaki. Scroll down so I can read the last part of the back cover of the DVD, please. Okay, let's see. I'll just go to the lies of men and gods, burrow deep into the veiled reality of the evil, which Satan would rather remain hidden until it was too late. Gen 6 production blows the lid off a supernatural conspiracy that is thousands of years in the making, is nearing in its culmination. By the end of this duplicitous trail, we will be told that these aliens are in fact our creators. This too is a lie. With never seen before footage of evidence that points to the genetic corruption of humans, this film endeavors to give you the unfiltered truth about who and what is really controlling our planet. The lies of men and gods may well be the last opportunity to expose an evil that waits for our doorstep. And to answer that question, where that statement came is, God said, Steve, tell my people there will be a short period of time where they will hear the truth. And the truth will be presented to them. And I'm fortunate enough to be able to do this. Is that, look, I'm not saying this. I'm just telling you this. Somebody, oh, you're just trying to sell your DVD. This DVD is really critical, you guys. And yes, I am trying to sell it. But what I want people to understand is when Jesus said the night comes when no man can work, he's not kidding. And I would encourage all of you to absolutely go back to the Hagman fundraiser, which you can sign up for right now and get it. And by the way, if I have to explain the cover, you don't get it. That evil looking angel with one eye look at all the movie stars that always cover one eye. That was designed that way. By the way, Darren Geisinger did a knock it out of the ballpark job, in my opinion.
I was going to ask you, or I was kind of wondering if you were going to address that, because I thought that was a fabulous subliminal kind of like thing, but go ahead.
Right. And if you notice, the sun's behind him in the lightning. I saw Satan fall like lightning, quoting Jesus on the book of Isaiah. Go down a little more, if you would. Thank you, Eric. Notice those strands of DNA. The one on the right is human. The one on the left is fallen angel. That's called the xenogenesis strand, the name of a book. And by the way, Doug, I want to make this clear. All my books are running out of production. I will not reprint my books. If you want any, and xenogenesis is, that's one Doug Hagman contributed to. It's the one where a dying CIA agent told us the real purpose of the chemtrails was pretty much to open up the gates of hell. And it's the, I would say this, one of the most critical books. And then I would encourage you to get Midnight Strikes, because in Midnight Strikes, which was put out, and I think we have less than 200 of each, okay? So why I'm saying that, it's because we have so little time left. I don't know how little time is, but think back, ladies and gentlemen, think back 7 years. Can you think back 7 years instantly? Can you think back 6 years instantly? Can you recall where you were at last holiday season? Maybe some of you can, but time is being shortened for the elect's sake. God is shortening time, just like Daniel's 70th week. Messiah's cut off halfway. I had a friend, Fred, send me an email saying, could that apply too? Absolutely. God is a supernatural. He loves his creation. Thus, devil hates his creation. And just like a woman tears up the image of her boyfriend when they break up, or vice versa, or nowadays they just go on Twitter twatter, your blood will splatter, and also Faces of Death Book. And Faces of Death Book could not be a more complete, all-inclusive term when you find out that it just came out last week, did it not, Doug Hagman, that the intelligence agencies have background access to all Facebook posts and all Twitter posts.
And they've had it almost since day one. But people will not understand that.
The film, by the grace of God, comes out, and it's wonderfully produced. Trust me, it doesn't look like the fundraiser in any way. And everything we've done pales by comparison. Yes. And for the Lord our God, who has so marvelously helped us, we put out these things, and, you know, not counting the expeditions that have been going on, that's footage. But to produce a movie in 4 months of this quality, I'm telling you point blank, those of you who are filmmakers know, it's not possible. I mean, you could put out an inferior product, but you cannot do what's being done without the grace of God, the manipulation of God, manipulation of God, but the manifesting of God in the lives of those people, because what we're dealing with, we're coming up against a false narrative, and that's why I use the word manipulation. The manipulation of the false narrative, you're watching it play out in the political realm.
Yep.
The manipulation of the spiritual realm, you're watching it play out in the religious realm. If Christians can't tell the mockery of going to Mount Sinai by the COP27 and rewriting the Ten Commandments based on earth worship, not the God who created the heavens and earth. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get an accurate picture of where we're at, you can just go to Romans chapter 1. That when men knew God, they didn't glorify him as God, but they worshiped the creation rather than the creator. And when God turns America, and I want to make this clear, everybody should look up the word reprobate, because we have become a reprobate nation to the eyes of the world around us. As the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 8 and other places, I think there's only eight places in the scripture, I could be wrong, 8 or 10, but where when God judges the nation, we become a hissing. And we talked about that, Doug, on your show years ago. We become a hissing in the nostrils of the nations around us. Now, back to Operation Sandman. Everybody who's watched the Hagman show knows Operation Sandman is the name of the operation when first and foremost, the Arabs with all their petrodollars decide no longer to take dollars for their oil, let alone they want something in payment for their oil. Doug, let me ask you this. With all the American dollars that have been flooded, and by the way, entity Biden is on record as saying the dollar is going to die. Would anybody trust a digital U.S. currency if they just had their lives wiped out?
Oh, hell no.
No. And it's going to be hell. And it's going to be beyond my ability to describe it. And if to prove that, if people cannot see the insanity of expecting a fair election after the obvious discrepancies in the presidential election, if people can't see the swamp wasn't drained, but it was codified and embraced, every single person who DJT, it's easier than saying Trump, basically put into office, everyone betrayed him. Why betray a president who put him in? Answer simple. Because he was placed in the office. And Doug, you know this, you've heard the statement. And ladies and gentlemen, I think you've all heard the statement. Politicos in the United States are not elected, they're selected, especially when it comes to the president and vice president. Election, you think, are votes count. And I have a new statement. Obviously, Stalin said it's not who counts the votes. I'm sorry, it's not who casts the votes that counts. It's he who counts the votes that counts. Well, I have a takeoff on that. It's not those who cast the votes that count. It's those who steal the election that count.
Yep. You're exactly
right. Now, where
is
everybody's eyes right now, Doug? They're focusing on the minors and missing the major. What's a minor? Well, will there be another 50 show up here, 50 show up there? Yep. The big picture is, ladies and gentlemen, it's stolen. Our blessings, we willingly weren't willing to fight for the blessings or the basis or the foundation of the blessing. And to all the pacifists out there, you need to go read Nehemiah chapter 4. And because in essence, just as the walls of the city of Jerusalem lied in ruin, our country lies in ruin. And we're going to have to fight for our families. Doug, I'm on record as saying this. We're going to have to fight for our families, our sons, our daughters. We're going to have to basically do what God's given us to do in our right hand. And God bless Greg Evenson. He'd take his Bible in his right hand and lay his 45 on the podium. Nehemiah told the people of his day, you take your trowel, you know, if you're building walls, you need a trowel, and have your spear in your other hand. And I guess John Dyson's book's a good place to start. Nehemiah Strong.
Exactly. And folks, we'll have John back on. But Steve, I know you've got some time constraints. So just another 5, 6, 7 minutes or so.
Yeah, Doug, I have another 10 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. Because I want to make sure you're okay with that. But you know, I don't think we are going. You're right when you said, and I love how you said it. I'm not sure I could repeat what you said, but people are looking for the minors and missing the majors. Okay,
so yeah, they're focusing on the minors and missing the majors.
Right, right. So
the point is that they're looking for county. They're looking for extra votes. And I'm sorry, I have to correct myself. I have about 5 minutes left. The obvious thing is, ladies and gentlemen, the red wave came crashing on the Republicans. They're not the red wave that they all anticipated. Unrealistic expectations of the political realm will lead to where we are right now. Unrealistic expectations of president returning. And what about all the prophets? Where are they? Come, give an account of that Donald J. Trump is going to have a second term. And this is going to happen. This is going to happen. The wealth of wretches is stirred up for wicked. That's the biggest lie in the history of contemporary evangelicism or evangelifishism. It's freaking, and it's total covetousness of the world's goods versus God's Spirit anointing and strengthening. The battle cry, actually, in my email, I should put up a column, Meow Men and Women. You know, the battle cry is the roar of a lion. Look at, I'm sorry, I can't see my shoulder. But when you look at that regal beast, his eyes look right at you. The thing is you want to see him in a photograph. You don't want to see him one-on-one. And what most people don't understand, Jesus is a lion of the tribe of Judah. And I have personally looked into the eyes of Jesus after the resurrection. And I can tell you this, when you look into the eyes of Jesus, every cell in your body explodes with forgiveness, provided you're asking him into your heart or have, with acceptance. And you know you're in the presence of he who created you. Because in the book of Colossians, Colossians 1, verse 16 and 17, it says that everything that is created that exists or that consists, I mean, everything that consists was created because Jesus exists. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to share with everyone that if you're looking for a political solution, you're looking for the devil's pollution. If you're looking for a political solution, your eyes are off the only one who can keep you through the most perilous times. And I want everyone to know, this is Satan's time on earth. That's not giving the devil more due. It's biblical. We are in that time, and you need to seek God. You don't have to take my word for it. Don't. Ever since I started on podcasting, actually broadcasting before there was podcasting, I would tell people to take it to the Lord in prayer. I made a mistake. Only mature people can take things to the Lord in prayer because new Christians don't know what that means. So, you know, I apologize to everybody for that statement. But Doug, I just want to, you know, thank you so much for allowing me to come on today.
Oh, I'm glad you did.
And you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's later than we think. And again, yes. Doug, I want to, with all my heart, thank you, because we got people all over the world. Every aspect of the world is going to be affected by the rule and reign of Antichrist. Every nation of the world, whether they're people in New Zealand, whether they're people in Australia, obviously we got people in Russia that listen to us.
Yep.
We got people all over the world. The evil ones want all humanity destroyed. The vaccination was the same thing the devil did through his fallen angel incursion into the human race sexually, both before the flood of Noah and after. Now they're doing it in a test tube. Forget the fallopian tubes of females. They're doing it in the test tubes in the laboratories. And people are injecting themselves, committing injecticide by listening to lies, by listening to a closed, controlled narrative, rather than listening to the body on the body of evidence against it, and the word of God that says our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Far be it from me to want to poison the temple of the Holy Ghost, because we are in Jesus, he is in us. And when I heard that insane statement, this I'll close with, when I heard the insane statement saying Jesus would take the vaccine, that has to go down in history as the biggest gaffe in biblical history. Doug, wow. Blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you. Sign up for the Hagman fundraiser because it's going to be amazing.
Amen, brother. And that DVD, I'll tell you what, I'm looking for I'm looking forward to that. I'm telling you what, you have got this way of connecting current events with pre-Adamic events, and how can you do that? I don't know, but you do it well. Thank you for everything.
Bye, Doug. All blessings.
Right. Folks, that was Steve Quayle, who was generous with his time to give us some extra time, because it's just never enough, is it? You know, when with Steve, it's just never enough. And I could talk, and I'm serious about this, I could talk with him all day long, every single day. Just because of the knowledge, you know, it's amazing. And I've got some really important information to get into here in the closing moments of the show, closing half of the show here. Just to hear him, Steve, talk about current events in the context of biblical scripture and to set, you know, I've often gone to him and I've often been looking at something and he would adjust my perception just a touch and it would become understandable for me. And that's really what, you know, what I like. And he compliments me by saying I'm linear where he's not, but I would compliment him by saying he's not linear, thankfully, because he's able to make that adjustment and help me see things that I cannot ordinarily see. So having said that, again, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, I want to thank him for his gracious gift of time over 2 days, yesterday and what you're hearing today, Friday. But I also want to thank you folks for being part of this program and thank you for all that you do, whether you support us through Patreon, through whatever means that you use, or simply if you tell others about the program, thank you so very much. I have some really interesting things coming your way. More on that later. But I also want to thank the people, the corporate sponsors that we have, and especially lightstream.com/Hagmann. You know, today, I read today something where I think, hang on, you know what? This has to do with lightstream.com/Hagmann in a sense, where you've got more people, what is it? Auto loans, delinquencies hit 10-year highs, okay? And people are getting smothered by high rates of interest on their credit cards. So it's smart to make calculated financial decisions now, today, that will benefit you tomorrow, later. It's so critically important that you do that. One of the ways to do that is, look, if you've got a high credit score, have you checked your credit score lately? If you got a high credit score, you have more power than you think. All right. Now is the time to leverage that score to consolidate your debt before interest rates get too high. Pay off your credit cards faster with a low fixed rate loan from Lightstream. A credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream can help you pay off your credit cards and lock in a low fixed interest rate. Rates start at 6.99% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. The rate's fixed, as I said, so it's not going to go up over the life of the loan. And you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. No fees. Did you hear that? No fees. No premium. No front-end, back-end loading. No, 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 no. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a credit loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Here's what you have to do, folks. Just for my listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is go to lightstream.com/Hagmann. That is LightStream. That's lightstream.com/Hagmann. Remember, two N's on Hagmann. Subject credit approval, rates range from 6.99% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit, terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagmann for more information. You will be glad you did. Again, as I always say, you'll thank me later. All right. One thing, a couple of things I want to talk about. One thing that Eric, I didn't tell Eric about, I've got here in front of me, Wisconsin Christian News. You know, a lot of stuff goes on behind the scenes. Okay. So I want to tell you something, just a little bit of something. They almost weren't, okay, because of things. Because of this cancel culture, this wokeness and stuff. But I'm not going to get too far into this. So two things on this. When I look at Wisconsin, I love getting my hard copy in the mail subscription to Wisconsin Christian News. The only way you're going to be able to continue that, because their charges are so low, is to donate to them generously. So I would ask you to do that. Keep them going because we need that. We need that hard copy. so we can hand that to other people and they can read it and such. And the other part of this is I submitted a column for this next issue about unmasking the naked communists. Now, folks, look, I know I spoke about this already, but I want to touch upon this again because this goes to, in my view, this addresses what we're seeing today, regardless of the midterms or, you know, before or after, or even what is coming with the general election, if we have one. For those who don't remember, on November 4th of this year, the Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee released a 1,050-page report, it's right here, that details the weaponization of our nation's Department of Justice and FBI. And this is under the leadership of Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray. Now, there are others, many, many others in the upper floors of both buildings who are a part of this, as well as the executive branch. I'm telling you, the incestuous nature of this, and we've had a long time. Steve spoke about the red tsunami, that red wave. That red wave was the red wave of communism. And folks, all communism is satanic in nature, by nature, okay. But this this reminded me of the book, and I wrote about this, and I'm not going to read this entire thing. I just want to bring this to your attention. If you haven't read The Naked Communist, which was released back in, published back in 1958, if you haven't read that, I would urge you to read that, because in that book, there are 45 goals of the communist goals. I did not lay them out on this particular paper here, but the this House report that came out, this 1,050-page House report that came out on the weaponization of the DOJ and the FBI, I could see Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, I could see his fingerprints, Valerie Jarrett, I could see others behind him, and when I say behind him, I'm talking about, you know, the real power brokers. And I could also see his obvious or overt tactics when he spent the 8 years in office, as well as people like Valerie Jarrett and the same people in the FBI and DOJ that were there then, still there, including back then Robert Mueller and others. Okay. And who was FBI director on 9/11? I'm just saying. So when I was looking at this whole report, this 1,050-page report, and thanks Eric for showing that. But when I was looking at that, so much reminded me of that, of the book, The Naked Communist, that I had to grab my copy. And by the way, you can find that on the internet. You can find the text of the book on the internet, The Naked Communist. Just saying. All you have to do is type in the title and put next to it, I think, PDF, and you'll find it. I'm not going to link to it because I'm not sure if that's, you know. So when I read through those goals again, the communist takeover, the capturing of America, is nearly complete. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's almost complete. We're ready for this situation where we are going to be in serious, serious trouble. I'm going to tell you that. And I want people to understand, too, that the spiritual aspect of the things that we're seeing with respect to what Steve was talking about, and Steve has written and promoted and shown in his DVDs, his films, his books, especially his books. But what all of this is coming together right now. When we saw what happened on Tuesday, and it's continuing to happen as we go through into the weekend, my goodness. I mean, you know, my wife, when was it? So election night was Tuesday night. after I got back that night. Anyway, she was up in bed. And she said, I can't believe what I'm seeing. I cannot believe what is taking place. And of course, she said, you know that Pennsylvania elected a dead guy as an assemblyman in one of the races. And I said, no, but doesn't surprise me. Yeah, Anthony DeLuca, assemblyman, was reelected for a second term. He's 85 years old. He's passed away. He passed away October 9th. But Eric the Tech, did you happen to vote for him? I'm kidding. But you can see where there is, and this is something that was said to me. I heard on one of the news shows, but was said to me separately in a different manner. The communists are dealing in ballots, right? We're dealing in votes. And yesterday, on Thursday morning, American Sunrise, Steve Gruber, I don't know how many people watch that show or tune into that. Steve Gruber said something to the effect of, he was saying, look, we're never going to win. We are never going to have, you're looking for a conservative Republican, let alone conservative president again. It's not going to happen. We have to go down on their level, or we have to fix the system. Can we fix the system? Well, you need the proper people in the system to fix the system. Are we ever going to get there? I understood what he meant, but boy, there was this big kerfluffle. It's my new word, by the way. I like that word, kerfluffle. On the air, involving conservatives. But he was correct. We're not going to be able to correct the situation. So in addition to voting for dead people, I have a favorite. Can we play the TikTok favored? All right. Folks, you know, look. To vote for Fetterman, okay, God bless him for, well, I would never, ever, 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 ever make fun of someone, because I know of a couple of people who have suffered strokes, who have suffered cerebral hemorrhages, who have some of the most devastating things. I would never make fun of anyone like that. But I don't know of any of those people who are actively seeking public office. I just don't know. But to tell you how bad things are right now, okay, you've got MSNBC. The people at MSNBC talking about the possibility, floating the possibility of Fetterman running in 2024 as commander-in-chief. No, this is not from The Onion. This is, I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up. There was something on TikTok. I don't know if we can find it or not. There was something on TikTok. And it shows someone's reaction on the bottom, but the fact of the matter is it shows some of the things that I just spoke of in the top part of this. But I want you to see this, and I want you to think about this, because this is serious. They are serious. Here it is.
Fetterman as a nominee at some point for president. I know there's some variables, obviously. What he did in the super red, deep red parts of Pennsylvania, and the way that he ran ahead of Biden, as you were saying, ran ahead of Trump. I mean, it makes you wonder about his future.
Hi, good night, everybody.
I run on Roe v. Wade. I celebrate the demise of Roe v. Wade. Eagles are so much better than Eagles.
And make sure you take advantage of this amazing opportunity to, the only thing you have, Stan, to lose is your record.
Your friends and your families, to make sure you're willing, to make sure you out to turn out every vote.
I'm doing fantastic, and it's not about kicking balls in the authority or anything.
What is wrong with demanding for an easy, safe kind of their income, a path to a safe place for them to win?
Oh, my word. Again, this, look, man, can I mess up sentences? Can I mess up words? Can I? Yeah, I can do all of that. But if I was in that position, I would hope my loved ones, including Eric the Tech, would come over to this chair and slide me on the chair away from the microphone. I'm done. Seriously. I would hope that to be the... I thought Eric was getting up again. Or getting up. There was some action over there. I thought he was getting out of his chair to do just that. But no, I'm serious. This is where we're at. All right.
And now a word from your new Pennsylvania senator.
We broke in paying tax.
And now,
and we do have some fun as well. You know, look, it, yeah. Hey, you guys. Okay. What can I possibly say? Now, let me pull something up here that I saw that I think that this is understated. It's important. And I think we have to have a discussion about. Can I find it? Sure, I can find it. This was in the Epoch Times, and this was published on Wednesday, all right? The title of this article is, Will You Survive the Triple-demic? The subtitle is Experts Warn of Pending Doom. Now, that caught my attention, because I'm thinking, now what? Now what's going on here? So the story at a glance, and I'm a big believer in bullet points here. Let me just put this up. There we go. All right. So according to mainstream media, a winter triple blizzard of disease is headed our way. And hospitalizations are already on the rise. Now, again, this is important to really kind of consider, given the things we've witnessed this week, given the things that we suspect are going to happen in 2024 with elections, if nothing gets fixed, and just the general the playing field right now, how things are playing out. Okay. So hospitalizations are already on the rise. And I heard this from a doctor in the Heartland. And I heard this from a doctor here in this area as well. This is important now. But this time, although they won't admit it, it's not the unvaccinated most at risk. Are we on track for insane COVID measures to resume? Okay, here's the first part of that statement that I want to address. The hospitalizations... People, the sickness, people who are getting sick, that's on the rise. You know who's getting the most sick is the people who received the so-called vaccinations. I've heard this from numerous physicians, medical doctors, people who put people in the hospital. The story at a glance, according to the mainstream media, hospitalizations for respiratory infections, and by the way, that these are respiratory infections that we're talking about, are on the rise, and experts warn of a potential triple-demic this winter. As the SARS-CoV-2 virus itself, seasonal influenza, and respiratory syncytial virus, I had to look at that word, I apologize, RSV, are all in circulation. So you've got, essentially, you've got SARS-CoV-2, the remnants thereof. You've got the seasonal flu, and then this RSV, in this influenza, this upper respiratory virus. But what, again, the issue I'm driving home is, as an investigator, I like to talk to people who are like, I want to talk to the doctors who are treating these, the physicians who are treating these patients and putting them in the hospital, or giving, who have the symptoms. Right now, this is the vaccinated, as they call them, not as you and I call them, but the people who got the shots. They're suffering the worst. Now, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, by the way, this is in the Epic Times, reports a 1% increase in new admissions of patients with confirmed coronavirus, or COVID-19, as they call it. Maine, which has one of the nation's highest jab rates, okay, for the vaccine, as they call it, has the most COVID hospitalizations. RSV cases are also unseasonably high. So here's what I'm getting at, all right? There's something else. You can talk about the clots, and you can keep that up there, and thank you for doing that. This is the article in the Epic Times. Please read this. But in addition to reading this, here's what I want you to do. I want you to, if you don't mind, please, I want you to do your own research. Don't use Google. Use like the Brave browser. Use other search engines. But I want you to do a couple of things. I want you to dig deep into the number of people who have passed away. The sudden adult death syndrome. I would like you to also compare that and overlay that with these clots that are not organic that funeral directors are finding. But there's a third thing I'd like you to do as well. Now, this is going to, I'm going to bring a couple of people on. Oh, some you do, one you do, two names you know, one you don't know. We're going to be talking about the 5G, 6G, Genesis 6, if you will, impact on those people who have received the jabs and boosters. The reason I say that, this goes back to Steve now. And again, folks, please understand when I say this. I've got nothing to gain. Well, I guess. I mean, if you join the fundraiser or register for the fundraiser and get the PDF and the interviews and such, okay, yes, yes. You're supporting this broadcast. You're supporting Steve. You're supporting the additional things. But the longer time period, that the more time I've spent from the time Russ Dizdar left us back last October 17th of 2021 to the present, to Paul McGuire's discussion about 5G, to Holtone's, remember Holtone's, their discussion about frequency, and just plain investigative work that I've done. And I've secretly used Eric the Tech as a lab rat to see if I can, like, using frequency. I secretly jabbed him, and then I've been playing with the frequency to see if I can control his moods. He's an angry man. I'm kidding, of course. But no, I'm seeing just that. Okay, I'm seeing the control of human behavior or at least seeing that anecdotally, if at the, at the very basic anecdotal evidence. But I'm seeing more and more reports that this integration between frequency and the medical profession, the medical jabs, there's something to this. And this brings me back to what Russ Dizdar and I were talking about before he passed away. The fact that there is likely some connection. And by the way, Celeste Salam, a Patreon member, her work is second to none when it comes to this frequency modulation and human behavior. Craig, I'm not going to use your last name because I don't have your permission. I'm going to have you come on and explain a few things that's related to this, at least at the periphery. But having said all of that, this is a fight for God's creation. At the end of the day, it's the God's creation that's the target of everything that we're talking about, whether it be the elections. Yes, that's a man thing, right? That's a physical thing that happens in the physical. But Lucifer, Satan, has got to have his assets in high places and places in order to control the behavior of others so that this can be accomplished. And when I say this, I'm talking about the entire plan. By the way, the article does state, I'm going back to the article now, it does state that experts are not calling for voluntary indoor masking, even though all the evidence garnered over the past 3 years confirms that face masks cannot prevent the viral infection spread. Folks, resist this. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's the other note I had pinned here. Resist the masking, resist the social distancing, resist the brainwashing. Please do that. Never again allow this to happen. And oh, by the way, regardless of how things turn out, I don't care how things turn out at the end of the day when all the votes are said and done. We must demand right now accountability. But more than that, we must demand that those people responsible for all of this, they are charged, they are tried, and if convicted, their sentence is carried out properly. If we don't do that, you do know what's going to happen. It's we the people that will end up doing that, and it won't be pretty. And I don't want to see that happen. Do you? I don't think so. By the way, we are going to have a Patreon meeting mid-month. I'm telling you, we are going to see some very odd things happen with the stock market, with the market itself, with the availability of goods. There's a prep nature to what we're talking about here as well. So we're going to have a mid-month Patreon meeting. I just want to throw this out there now for people listening. A mid-month Patreon meeting. Extra, an extra meeting, and to kind of take an assessment as to where we are and to give the Patreon members information that I've got to bring you up to speed. So remember that. That'll be on the 20th, I believe that date is. But in the meantime, please take a look at this Epoch Times article. Please understand, too, that that we are in the midst of a really the fight for the soul, not just of our nation, but fight for the soul of our planet. We know how this ends, but let's fight for our own souls. Let's make sure that you and I are on the right side of not just history, but on the right side of God, God Almighty, by repenting for our sins, asking for forgiveness, And like Nehemiah, let's go out and build that wall or build that structure. One hand in one hand a trowel, and the other hand a weapon. Let's do it. God bless you. Have a great weekend.